from John chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. Our reading. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. There a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed in those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a bite, a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and his disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Amen. It's so good to hear this narrative, this story. Kasi hindi to parable, hindi to kwento lang, but this really happened. And 4 na gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it all contain the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Minsan kasi may kwento sa Matthew na wala sa Mark. Okay, you notice that when you read the gospel. Minsan merong account ng gospel doon sa account ni Saint Mark na wala kay Matthew. But in the feeding of the 5,000, all the 4 gospel recorded it. Amen. And I believe this is very significant that we understand this. But before we go to the gospel, let us look at the other readings first. Our first reading is the story of Elijah, the prophet of God. One time, may pumuntang tao sa kanya, binigyan siya ng 20 loaves of barley. Okay? And a few grains. Ano tong barley? Well, actually, itong barley, ginagamit yan sa tinapay din, ingredient ng tinapay yan. But it is so common, yan ang pagkain ng mga mahihirap. Kung mayaman ka, wheat bread ang kakainin. Okay? So barley ang binigay kay Elijah at the time. And most probably because mas mahal yung wheat bread. So barley loaves lang. Okay? Elijah took it. At tinawag niya yung assistant niya, si Elisha. And he said to Elisha, "Distribute that to our visitors. Ibigay mo." Now at that time, there were people visiting Elijah, 100 people. And Elijah said to Elisha, his assistant, "Give that to them, share that to them." And Elisha said, "You know, this is just 20 barley loaves. How can this be enough for 100 people? Parang nagkaroon ka ng piyesta, tapos yung handa mo, ano lang, isang litsong manok. You know, paano kakasya yan sa maraming tao na pupunta?" And you know, this is what Elijah said to Elisha. Sabi niya, you just do it. You just share that. Because, sabi niya, makakakain ang lahat at may sobra pa. That is the word of the Lord. And Elisha did so. Pinamigay niya. Lahat kumain. At nung nakakain na lahat, busog na lahat, there were still some loaves left. Okay? So what can we learn about that lesson? Well, we have to learn that the blessings of God, or what we call gifts of God to us, if we share it with others, it multiplies. Mas lalong dumadami. Amen? And that is something we need to understand. You know, sometimes, masyado tayong tinatago masyado natin yung mga blessings ni Lord and the gifts of the Lord in our lives, that sometimes we forget to share them. It is when we begin to share the blessings of God that more blessings would come into our lives. We are blessed to be a blessing. That's the purpose of God. When you set your heart on the purpose of blessing others, kahit konti lang, you know, lalo na sa mga nanay, pag lima yung anak, tapos may nagbigay ng isang slice na cake, anong sinasabi ng nanay? Tatawagin niya yung pinakapaborito niya. Sa mga anak niya, tatawagin niya, sasabihin niya, eto, kainin mo to. Huwag mo pakita sa mga kapatid mo, ha? Mag-aaway na naman kayo. So you're training the child na maging maramot. Okay? Huwag ka mag-share sa mga kapatid mo. Konti lang yan. Isa lang yung slice. O, eto, kainin mo to. Huwag mo ipakita sa lahat. Baka mag-away kayo. You know? But sometimes we forget na yung bata, natitrain natin na maging maramot. May mga nanay rin akong nakita na lima yung anak, anim yung anak, merong pagkain na dumating, one slice of cake, at sasabihin ng nanay, huwag mong kalimutan yung mga kapatid mo. And so they share that. Ganito na lang kaliit yung kakainin nila. But you know what happens? As they grow up, yung mga bata na yan, they will learn to share their blessing with their siblings. Now, maaari tinapay lang yan, cake lang yan, but balang araw, baka lupa na yan. Amen? At yung mga magkakapat, hindi mag-aaway. Okay? Hahatian nila para kay kuya, para kay ate. Okay, kahit maliit lang, pagsasaluhan natin yung blessing ni Lord. Because the gift of God is meant to be shared. Okay? Now, the second thing, our second reading speaks of another gift from God. Our vocation. Yung tawag ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Regalo din po yan ng Diyos sa atin. Some of us are called to married life. That is a vocation. To be married is a vocation. Yan ang naging lesson namin sa St. Cyril this week. You know, don't take for granted that you are married. Realize this. Marriage is a gift of God. Not everyone gets married. Okay? Single blessedness. Yung mga walang asawa. The life of celibacy, the life of being single, is also a gift of God to you. Amen. Priesthood is a gift of God. That's why I believe every priest is a gift to the church. Amen. Now, you may not like the priest, you may not like the bishop, but he is a gift of God to us all. Okay? So, anong sinasabi ni St. Paul dito? Vocation is a gift of God. Therefore, you share that gift. How do we do it? By being humble to each other. By being kind to each other. By loving one another. Our vocation as a gift, now we share it with others. Amen? My gift as receiving a vocation, a calling of a bishop, I should give myself to become a blessing to others. Amen? I give my love. I give my care. Okay? I give my compassion to other people. Regalo kasi ng Diyos sa akin to. the work that I have as a bishop is a gift of God. It's not just a position, but it is a gift from God. All of us, we have that vocation. We have a calling from God. See to it that your calling becomes a blessing to others. It is a gift of God to you. Now we go to the gospel today. Basically, there are three things that I would just like you to remember before we go home. Uuwi tayo, sana itong tatlo na to, huwag niyong kalimutan. Kalimutan niyo na lang lahat ng sinabi ko, but itong tatlo, huwag niyong kalimutan. We all know the story already. We have read this narrative many times. Ilang beses na binasa sa simbahan to. You know, Jesus feeding the 5,000. We have heard so many sermons, so many homilies about this. But I would like us to see that this is not just talking about food. Okay, yes, the miracle was about food, yung milagrong nagawa ng Panginoon. Multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fish. Okay, it's about food. But if you go deeper into the gospel, God is not just talking about food here. Okay, God is talking about His divine providence. God's character to always provide, to always help His people. Bakit tayo tinutulungan ng Diyos sa buhay natin? Dahil mababait ba tayo? Hindi po. Hindi po. Kasi minsan nakikita ko may mga taong masungit talaga, pero tinutulungan pa rin ng Diyos. God helps us. God provides for us. God defends us. He protects us. Why? Because that is who He is. We cannot trust in our own goodness, but we can always trust in God's mercy and goodness. Dun, ito taro aton pagsalig. Bukunta sa atong abilidad, bukunta sa atong sarili, ito takitagasalig sa Diyos nga maalwan kita. Hagmabinuligon ta imaw. We put my confidence in God. Whenever I need something, whenever I need help, you know, sometimes lumalapit ako sa Diyos and you know, I feel so unworthy. Lord, marami akong ginawang palpak itong linggo na to. Lord, marami akong kasalanan, naggalit ako, you know. I don't deserve any help from you. But you see, you're trusting in yourself. When you approach God, always remember this. God is always good. God is good all the time. God is good. Amen? Because that is who He is. God is good. And so when you approach Him unworthy or not, God will always extend His help. Ang aton pagsalig, bukunta sa atong sarili, bukon sa aton kamayrad, no? Pagkamayad gid naton, but ito kitagasalig sa kamayran it Diyos. Okay. So, here, we see three things that I would like to point out to you. We see Jesus very tired, pagod na siya, and His disciples just came back from mission. Bumalik na sila from mission, and they were so excited, but they were very tired. And you know, Jesus said to them, let's go to the mountain, and let's have a rest for a while. Okay? Now, sinong humingi na magpahinga? Yung mga servants? Okay? Hindi. Hindi sila nagsabi, Lord, pagod na kami, magpahinga muna kami. No. Because rest is always the initiative of the Master. Si Jesus mismo nagsabi, magpahinga kayo. Okay? So, hindi initiative ng servant yan. That is why sometimes in the ministry, you know, pagod ka na, gusto mong magpahinga, but then something comes up. I remember many years ago, tinanong ko si Bishop Ricardo, sabi ko, Bishop, may papagawa ka pa ba sa akin? Gabi na, it was about 9 o'clock in the evening. So sabi ni Bishop Ricardo sa akin, wala naman, wala na akong papagawa sa iyo. Sabi ko, so pwede na ako matulog, Bishop? So sabi ng Bishop, yes, you go, you rest. So 9 o'clock in the evening. So I went back to my place, kumuha ako ng red wine, kasi nga wala ng trabaho. So sabi ko, matutulog ako ng mahimbing. So I took a glass of red wine, iinom na ako para makakatulog na. So habang nagsisip ako ng wine ko, iniisip ko na nagapaduyog butang, nagabigat na yung mata ko, gusto ko na matulog. Then nagring yung phone ko. Pagring ng phone ko, sabi ni Bishop, si Bishop on the other line, sabi niya, ay, may nakalimutan ako. Punta ka muna ng ospital, may ipagpipray ka muna doon. So sabi ko, naka-wine na ako, you know. So kape muna. Coffee muna, you know. Now, it was his prerogative. I am a servant. But my master says, no, you don't rest yet. You do some work. Ganun din sa Diyos. And so, it was Jesus who initiated. He told his disciples, let's go to the mountain. Let's rest for a while. So umakyat sila. Umakyat sila sa mountain and they started to rest. But while they were there, Jesus saw a multitude of people coming. You know, alam nyo kung gaano karami yung taong lumapit? Hindi ganito karami. Konti pa to. Okay? It was like 10,000 people coming. Kasi ang binilang dito, 5,000 men. Lalaki lang ang binibilang. And this multitude are coming up the mountain. They want to be with Jesus. Why? Because they saw the miracles that Jesus did. And they needed help. They needed the Lord. And so they went there. Walang sinasantong mga yan. Pagkailangan talaga ng tao, kahit anong oras ng araw, pupunta sa iyo yan pag may kailangan. And Jesus, imbis na i-drive away sila, he saw the people coming. And this is the first thing I would like you to understand about the Lord when it comes to our lives. Before you can ask God to help you, God already knows your problem. Ganyan kagaling ang Diyos natin. Hindi mo pa naiisip yung kailangan mo. Hindi mo pa naiisip yung problema mo. God can already see what you need. Amen? That's the first thing you realize. When he saw the multitude coming, Jesus already knew the problem that they're going to face. Alam na ni Jesus. Ang tanong ngayon, tayo ba? Are we aware that even before we could pray, God already knows what your problem is? He knows your problem more than you do. Mas alam pa ng Diyos ang problema mo than you yourself. God knows your problem inside and out. On all angles, nakikita ng Diyos ang problema mo at alam na alam ng Diyos kung anong problema na yan. Tayo minsan, hindi natin alam talaga kung anong problema natin because we look at things one-sided only. But God, He can see everything in your life and He knows every detail of your problem. Lahat ng detalye ng problema mo, mas alam ng Diyos. That's the first lesson. Because sometimes pag nagdadasal tayo, hirap na hirap tayo kasi ini-explain pa natin kay Lord. Okay? Ang tingin natin sa Diyos parang matandang tao na nakatayo doon at sinasabi sa iyo, paki-explain ka. God does not do that. You don't need to explain to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before you can open your mouth, God already knows your need. Okay? But He wants you to speak anyway. Kasi yung tinig, ang tinig ng puso natin pag nagdadasal, masarap sa tenga ng Diyos. God loves to hear us when we pray. Like yung bata, di ba? Yung bata. Minsan alam mo naman yung bata, love ka ng bata eh. Lalo na sa mga lola dito. Sa mga lola dito, lolo. Alam nyo na, your grandchildren loves you. Mahal na mahal kayo ng mga apo nyo. Pero masarap pa rin na naririnig mong sabihin ng apo mo, I love you, lola. Di ba? It's still so good to hear that. Pero alam mo na yan. Alam mo nang mahal ka ng apo mo. It's the same thing with God. God already knows what you need. God already can see what the problem is you're facing, but still God wants to listen to you when you ask for help. because He loves to hear you when you pray. But do not be worried about, baka hindi ko ma-explain talaga yung problema ko kay Lord. Kaya siguro hindi ako natutulungan ng Diyos. Kasi hindi ako magaling magsalita, hindi ako magaling ma-explain. Don't worry about explaining yourself too much to God, because God already knows the problem. Amen? So that's the first thing we need to understand. When you approach God and you have God in your life, there is no problem in your life that God doesn't know about. Amen? Now, the second thing, nung nakita niya na yung multitude and he already saw the problem, the scripture says that Jesus had compassion on them. Yeah? And many times, makikita mo yan sa Bible, Jesus would have compassion. Jesus would have compassion. Bakit? That is God. What you see in Jesus speaks exactly of who God is. Hindi nakukulitan ng Diyos sa atin. God does not become impatient with us. Every time we approach Him, He always has compassion on us. Bakit, Father? Bakit ganyan si Lord? Hindi ko alam, kasi ganyan talaga ang karakter niya. He always has compassion on us. That's why I can always rely on God. I can always trust in God because of who He is. Not because of who I am. It's always because of who God is. I can always approach God and I know God will not get fed up with me. Hindi makukulitan ng Diyos sa akin. Hindi sasabihin ng Diyos sa akin na tama na muna, nabubwisit na ako sa iyo. God will never do that. And we see that in Jesus, nagpapahinga na siya. He's about to rest. He's about to retire with His people. And suddenly, a multitude came. And imbis magalit si Lord, imbis na mainis ang Diyos, He had compassion on the people. Amen? Amen. Side trip lang to. When we have a problem and we come to God, God never thinks of Himself. He always thinks of you. Ikaw ang iniisip ng Diyos. Hindi niya inisip na pagod na siya. Hindi niya inisip na time to rest na siya. Tao din siya, napapagod din siya. But at that time, He was willing to sacrifice His own comfort and rest just to cater to you. Inuuna tayo ng Diyos palagi. Amen? Side trip lang yan. The second thing I would like to share with you, and you need to understand, God, because He knows your problem very well, God already has the best solution to your problem. Alam na ng Diyos kaagad yung gagawin niya. That's why in the scriptures, when He saw the multitude coming, nandun na silang lahat, you know, He asked Philip, one of His apostles. Philip, sabi nila, is a scholar. Philip is matalino si Philip. And so Jesus asked him a question. Sabi niya, saan tayo kukuha ng pagkain para ipakain dito sa 10,000 katao? Where can we buy bread so that everyone can eat? Now, tingnan nyo, ha? Yung question na yan. Saan tayo kukuha ng pagkain? Hindi tinanong ni Lord, pwede ba natin pakainin ang mga to? Can we feed them? Do we have the ability to feed them? You know, Jesus really already set His purpose. He is going to feed them. Amen? Buo na sa isip niya, tutulungan niya ang tao. Hindi siya nagdadalawang isip. He's there to help the people. But this was the question He asked Philip. Sabi niya, Where are we going to get provisions? Because many of us already know God would really help us. Amen? Pero minsan doon tayo nag-worry, paano? Ano kayang gagawin ni Lord? Paano niya ako matulungan? Imposible ito. And this is what he asked Philip, because Philip represents people who are intelligent. Okay, sa mga matatalino, ito yung tanong ng Diyos sa kanila. Saan tayo kukuha ng pagkain para ipakain sa mga taong ito? And Philip, dahil matalino nga, nag-calculate kaagad siya. Ganyan yung mga matatalino, no? Talagang ina-analyze kaagad. So, kinompute niya sa calculator ng utak. He started to compute. So sabi ni Philip, you know, 6 na buwan na sweldo, hindi sapat na kumain ang mga to kahit nakapiranggot na tinapay. 6 months of wages is not enough to feed. Sino sa inyo naghanda na ng fiesta? Nakapaghanda kayo ng birthday? Okay, good. Sino sa inyo naghanda sa piyesta? Mas maraming tao, di ba? Oh. Umabot ba na 1,000 yung bisita mo? Ha? Sa bisita mo, sa isang piyestahan, kasya na ba yung 10,000? Ha? Ang dami nyo. So, ibig sabihin, pag naghanda ka sa fiesta, more than 10,000 yung gagastuhin mo. Oh. Miriam, magkano'ng inabot ng binyag? Okay, huwag mo nang sagutin. Diba? Just to feed 500 people is so great a task. Ang hirap. Jesus, 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. Siguro mga 10 to 12,000 people. And so tinanong niya si Philip, where are we going to buy bread? Ang tanong ni Jesus, saan tayo makakuha ng tinapay? Ang iniisip ni Philip, alam mo, sa sobrang talino niya, ang iniisip niya, paano? Hindi saan. Okay? And he said, he started to calculate. Sabi niya, 6 months wages, 6 na buwan na sweldo, hindi sapat magpapakain dito na makakakain lahat. In other words, what Philip is telling the Lord, it's impossible. Imposible. Then he asked Andrew. Ito si Andrew, hindi kasing talino ni Philip. Kapatid to ni Pedro. Okay? And he's an ordinary fisherman. Alam mo naman yung mga fisher folks, hindi masyado komplikado yung isip nila. So nung tinanong siya, and Andrew responded, sabi ni Andrew, Lord, merong bata dito. May 5 pirasong tinapay at 2 isda. Ibig sabihin sa kadami-dami ng tao na yon, yung bata lang ang nagbaon. 5,000, 12,000 people, only a child brought provision for himself. Kaya iniisip ko yung batang yan, iniisip ko yung nanay niyan. Naku, napakaswerte ng bata na mahal ng nanay niya. Pinabaunan siguro siya ng nanay niya. To, ay basi, gutumon ka ito to, ay pagdayagamang ito, ano, tuna sandwich, no, tinapay, yung isda, dali mo doon. Nagbaon din yung bata. Okay, nagbaon yung bata. Tapos pagdating na sa kainan, walang makain, siya ang tinuro ng lahat. Parang si David, di ba naalala niyo yung story ni David and Goliath? Yung nag-aaway yung Israel and the Philistines, they were fighting. David, a little boy, came to the battlefield bringing food for his brothers. May dala siyang pagkain para sa mga kapatid niya. Pagdating niya doon, walang gusto makipag-away sa kalaban ng Israel. And David was there, and David saved the day. But he was there bringing only food for his brothers. Ganun din tong batang ito. No? You talk of a child, the child is powerless. The child is insignificant, parang walang magagawa yung bata. But in our narrative today, bakit yung bata lang ang may dala? Because it simply shows us that sometimes insignificant people are the most important people. when it comes to the work of God. I may be insignificant. I may not have many talents. I may not have the intelligence of Philip. Weak as I am, poor as I am, God can display His power. Amen? So that boy, yung batang yun, hindi ko naman inisip na tinali nila yung bata at kinuha yung pagkain niya. They must have asked the boy, "To, pwede mo ro, pwede mo itaoro, tinapay nga ron, agro isda nga ron." Is pumayag yung bata. Hindi naman nila kinuha siguro yung bata, ano? And the child must have, "Okay, it's yours." Binigay niya sa apostles. Philip, ang sabi ni Philip, impossible, hindi kaya. Andrew started with, "Meron tayo, pwede siguro. Merong limang tinapay, dalawang isda." Pero napaisip siya, kulang pa rin. So the second thing we need to understand. Nung tinanong niya si Philip, "Philip, saan tayo kukuha ng pagkain para dito?" Sabi sa Bible, he only asked Philip to test him because he already knew what to do. Every problem, every detail of your life, God knows it. Your insecurities, yung takot, yung worry natin, alam na ng Diyos yan. Hindi na tago sa kaalaman ng Diyos yan. And because He already knows your problem, He already has a plan to help you. And nandito tayo, nagsusunog kilay, gabi-gabi hindi makatulog, kinikwenta mo pa rin kung paano mo isolve ang problema mo, how you solve your problem. As long as you keep the problem to your heart, it will be your problem. But the moment, pag hindi mo kayang problema mo, ibigay mo kay Lord. Ba't mo kinikwenta yan? Bakit mo pinag-iisipan yan? Sabihin mo na kagad sa Diyos, "Hindi ko kaya to. Lord, hindi ko kaya to. Ibibigay ko talaga sa iyo itong problema na to." When you turn over to Christ, you will be surprised. Our second reading, ang unang part ng second reading natin, sinabi niyo noon, God can do more than what you can ask or imagine. Anong pwedeng hingiin mo sa Diyos? Anong pwedeng hingiin mo sa Diyos? Ito lang? Etong kaya mong hingiin sa Diyos? Ang Diyos kayang sagutin yan sobra pa sa hinihingi mo. God has the ability to do that. Anong kaya mong isipin na pwedeng gawin ng Diyos sa'yo? What can you imagine that God would do to help you? You know what? God can even do beyond what you can imagine. Yung hindi mo kayang isipin, pwedeng gawin ng Diyos para sa'yo. God can always do something beyond what you can ask or imagine. He already knew what to do. Alam na ni Jesus yung gagawin niya. And He only did this to test Philip, to test His disciples, kung nakikinig ba talaga sila sa mga sinasabi niya. At nakita ko talaga, wala talaga, bagsak sa exam. You're not listening properly. That's why pagkatapos ng gospel na to, next Sunday yung gospel natin, yung storm, nung tumawid na sila, pagkatapos pinakain yung 5,000, tatawid sila. Nung binagyo sila, nagpanik na naman sila after seeing the miracle. Why? Because they still did not understand what God can do. Hindi pa rin nila naintindihan. Cannot gets pa rin sila. How many miracles have you experienced in your life? Sino sa inyo nakaranas ng milagro sa buhay niyo? One time or the other, you've experienced a miracle. Yes, I had miracles happen in my life. Pero pag may problema tayo, nakakalimutan yung milagro na yon. We forget about that. Iniisip natin, tsamba lang yon. Hindi tsamba yun. Ginawa talaga ng Diyos yun para sa'yo. God already knows what He's going to do. He already has a plan. And all you need to do is turn over that problem to Him. Now the third thing, I have to go fast. The third thing we have to understand, the blessing will come in your life. God will provide. Where He guides, He provides. Where He sends, He spends. Okay? But always remember this. God will always test your heart. Amen? Ayaw natin ng test. Mga estudyante, sino sa inyo nag-i-enjoy sa exam? O isang bata lang. Sige, sa Lunes, pagpasok mo, sasabihin ko sa teacher mo, magbigay na exam sa'yo kaagad. Okay? We don't like tests. We don't like the exam. Paano ka maging grade 2 kung grade 1 ka kung walang exam? Paano ka aakyat sa high school kung hindi ka dumaan sa exam? All of us, before we receive the blessing of God, will be tested. But the scripture says, do not worry about the test, for God does not test us beyond our capacity. The test is there to challenge your mind to think. Ang gusto kasi ng Diyos na ginagamit natin to, mga kapatid. Amen? Amen. Sino ang nagbigay ng regalo? Who gave us intellect? God. But the problem with man, ang problema sa atin minsan, hindi na natin ginagamit to minsan. Umaasa na lang tayo sa iba. Umaasa tayo sa circumstance. We do not use this coconut. Amen? That's why God would test. He asked Philip, He asked Andrew, nagtanong siya, para ano? Para mag-isip din. Hindi mo malalaman na bobo ka kung hindi mo ginagamit ang otak mo. But once you use your mind, you begin to use your mind, you begin to say, ay, ang dami ko hinding alam. Ay, ang dami ko pang pag-aralan. At least nalaman mo kaagad, bobo ka. Ang tao hindi alam na bobo siya, magiging bobo yan forever. Amen? In our culture, in our society today, lalo na yung mga bata, no? Talagang pinagpipray ko yung mga bata. Kasi yung mga bata ngayon, wherever institution you will send them, they are not being taught how to think. Binibigay na lang sa kanila yung isipin nila. People just give them what to think. Oh, ito na. Oh, yan lang isipin mo. Jesus, when you come before God, when you walk with God, He will not give you what you should think. God will give you the ability to use that faculty. Kaya tanong ng tanong ng tanong ang Diyos sa atin. Tinatanong tayo, saan ka na? Anong ginagawa mo sa buhay mo? Why would God ask you that? Para mapag-isip ka. So that we will begin to think again. Bakit ba tayo nandito pag Sunday? Why are you here in Sunday? On Sunday, why do we come here? Minsan, hindi na natin iniisip, nandito tayo. Bakit? Wala bang mapuntahan pag Linggo? Sarado ba yung mga tindahan? Punta na lang ako sa church. Okay? Punta na lang ako sa church. Umuulan eh. Mabaho, ruhumbak sa beach. You know? Have we ever come to think, bakit nandito tayo? You know why we are here? Now start using your mind. Could it be possible nandito ka dahil tinatawag ka ng Diyos? God wants to see you. God is excited to see you. Kaya nandito ka. Amen? Para siyang tatay ba? Yung tatay, hinahanap palaging wala. Sana si ano, kadami-daming anak yung wala nga hanapin. God is like that. He wants you to come. Amen? Yung pagsisimba natin Linggo-Linggo, dahil yan sa pagtawag ng Diyos sa atin. Have you come to think about that? We don't use our mind anymore. That's why God tested them. Tested them. And tama nga, sa dami-daming milagro nakita nila, hindi talaga nila naisip na yung problema na yan, pag ikaw ang nagsosolve, imposible talaga. They forgot that whatever problem there is, it should be presented to God. Pwede namang sabihin ni Philip, Lord, hindi ko alam kung paano pakainin ng mga to, pero Lord, alam ko, ikaw alam mo. You know? Andrew could have said, Lord, huwag mo na akong tanungin, Lord. Bobo kasi ako. Pero ikaw, Lord, alam ko. Alam ko, Lord, walang imposible sa'yo. Yan ang matalinong sagot. Okay? There will always be a test in your life. And every time God tests you, remember this, when testings and trials come into your life, it's because God would like to bless you. Amen? Don't run away from the trials. Don't hide from the testings that God would give you. Don't hide. Because when God begins to test you, test your mind, test your heart, it's because God would like to pour out something in your life which you never had before. May mga bagay na wala pa sa buhay mo at hinahangad mong dumating sa buhay mo. Eto na yon. This is now the time for those things to come into your life. That's why God challenges your mind. God challenges, He tests your heart because He's about to pour out blessings upon you. We can learn so much more from the gospel today. Mauubos na yung oras natin. Hindi natin talaga makuha lahat. But these are the three things which I believe the Lord would like to convey to us, which the Lord wants us to remember. That in our life, we are not a people left alone to fend for ourselves. Hindi tayo iniiwan ng Diyos na bahala na lang tayo sa buhay natin. Meron tayong Diyos na nagmamahal ng lubos sa atin at hindi tayo pinababayaan. You go home today and I want you to remember that kahit kalimutan mo na lahat ng sinabi ko, I would like you to remember that you have a God who loves you so much that He cares for you. And because He cares for you, God already knows the details of your problem. Inaalam talaga ng Diyos yung problema mo. At walang bahagi, walang parte sa problema mo na hindi alam ng Diyos. He knows every detail of your problem. He knows it by heart. The second thing, and because God knows every detail of your problem, God already has a solution to that problem. And that solution is the best solution. When you listen to God and allow God to solve your problem, you always win. Panalo ka palagi. No matter what the outcome may be, if it is God who has worked out the solution in your life, you always win in the end. Panalo ka. Okay? God already has a solution to your problem. So we listen to Him. Third, tests and trials are there because God would like to bless us. Don't run away from the tests and the trials. Pag na-fail, tayo ulit. Meron akong kakilalang engineer. Very successful engineer. Napakagaling niya. But I asked him, sabi ko, ilang beses ka ba kumuha ng board exam? Sabi niya sa akin, tatlong beses siya kumuha ng board exam ng engineering. Failure. 3 times he took the board because hindi siya pumapasa. And you know, he failed. 2 times he failed. Pero itong sabi niya sa akin, pagdating sa trabaho, wala na nagtatanong, Boss, ilang beses ka ba kumuha ng board? Wala na nagtatanong, bakit? Siyang boss. siya ang nagsesweldo sa lahat. It doesn't matter how many times you failed. What is important is that you always stand up and take the test again. Pag sinubukan ka ng Diyos at pumalya ka, tayo ulit. Sabihin mo kay Lord, Lord, ulit. O sige, ulit. Another test. Palpak na naman, tumba na naman. Tayo ka agad. Sabi mo, Lord, ulit. Until finally sabihin ni Lord, pasado ka na. Okay? Because God would like to bless you. He gives you the test not to put you down. The testing and trials of God is not meant to destroy you. The tests and the trials that God is giving you in your life is meant to put you up, to bring out character in you. Kaya sa trabaho minsan, yung maraming palpak, yun minsan ang nakikita kong magaling magtrabaho. Bakit? Ilang beses na kasi sumubsob, kaya magaling na magtrabaho. Yung mga taong hindi pa nakakaranas ng pagsubok, pinagdadasal ko kasi alam ko, due na sila. Meron talagang darating yan. Amen? So God is a great God. God is good all the time. And we need to understand the best interest of our life is already in God's heart. Yung pinakamabuting bagay na pwedeng mangyari sa buhay mo, nasa puso na ng Diyos. Amen? Iniisip niya ng gawin para sa atin.